big of a week do you think this is team-wise for you guys to reestablish what you started with the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we could go back to work, you know. I mean, the last couple of days we kind of dwelled on a little bit, and then, you know, we got a fresh week. I mean, that's a good thing about the NFL. You each and every week get another chance to play.
What did you take away most from that KC loss?
You know, I mean, we did things that we talked about all week that we couldn't do. Turn the ball over, you know, kill drives. It's tough to win football games like that.
You know, holding onto the ball is a priority, but looking at their defense and how opportunistic they are,
yeah.
You talk about the way they picked off so many passes this season.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about one of the best defenses in the NFL for a long time, you know. I mean, Monty Kiffin, one of the best defensive coordinators out there. Extremely sound, you know. I mean, you don't see a lot of busts on that defense. Extremely fast. They react to the ball really well. They read the quarterback's size. They're getting a lot of turnovers, you know, and that's one thing that killed us last week, so that's definitely going to be an emphasis this week.
Jay, you had Brian Griese on the comments the other day.
Yeah.
You know, obviously he was the successor.
Yeah.
You've heard a lot about the system. How fortunate do you feel that you didn't have to kind of immediately face that?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, you know. Anytime you got to follow a guy like a John Elway or Brett Favre with what Aaron's dealing with now, it's tough, you know, because expectations are so high, and you know it's a lose-lose. I mean, you go out and lose a game, and obviously you're gonna get it in the papers and stuff. But then if you go out and win a game, but if you didn't do it like John did, or if you didn't do it like Brett did, you're still gonna get it. So you know, it's tough unless you go right in there and win a Super Bowl and make them forget about the last guy. It's going to be a difficult job, and you know, I got a lot of respect for those guys.
Have you had a chance to look at your numbers at all for 4 games? You're on pace for
5,000 yards. It's a lot. I mean, you know, I'm sure we're going to start getting game plan pretty hard, and those first 4 games, you know, everyone in the NFL then goes back and looks at them, and that's kind of the first quarter, and then they make adjustments. So, we understand that, you know, offensively we're doing some good stuff. I mean, turnovers killed us the last game, but we want to get back on track to what we're doing. And, I mean, this week's going to be a huge test for us, you know, because this defensive doesn't give up a lot of big plays. You know, they keep things in front of them. They react to the ball. They're always sound. They're always in the right place. They make you dump the ball a lot. So we'll see what happens, you know.
I know you're a confident guy, and you have good expectations coming into this season. But have you even surpassed that through 4 games? I know it's only a quarter, but
yeah.
Have you even surpassed that?
You know, I didn't really set any personal goals. I mean, numbers and stuff. I mean, the season flies by so quick, you don't really get a chance to look at them. And, you know, we're 3-1, I mean, which is a good start for us. We're happy to be there. I mean, obviously, we think we should be 4-0, but we kind of let one get away from us. So, you know, we just got to get back to work and keep grinding and see what happens.
Because they don't give up big plays, you've got to be especially patient.
You know, I mean, I think they've probably given up a few big plays this year. I mean, a few more than they have in the past. They've been playing, mixing it up defensively. But, you know, they're so sound, and they mix things up so well, you don't know what's coming. You have to be patient as a quarterback, you know. And if you miss a big one, you miss a big one. But you can't look for it for these guys because they're not going to give it to you.
Would you prefer more of a balance with the run, or –
You know, I like what we're doing right now. I think Jeremy and the offensive staff's doing a great job. Obviously, you know, they're going to look back at last game and everyone's going to say we should have ran the ball more, we should have did this, we should have did that. But, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. So they're doing a great job upstairs.
Jay, looking back at that 2006 draft, especially when you look at the struggles of Vince Young and Leonard,
yeah.
It seems stranger than ever that you could have been the 11th pick and the third quarterback. Do you ever think about where you might have landed and how?
You know, I mean, when the draft happens, you think about it, hey, I could have been here, I could have been there in that first year. You kind of look at those guys, and, you know, they were on track to do some pretty good things. But NFL's funny, you know. I mean, quarterback position, I think, most of all, it's a crapshoot, especially early on. Guys come from different programs, and you get to learn a new offense, and you don't know what kind of system they had in the college, really, and the players around them. And then you get to the NFL, and you might be a running team. There's just so many variables involved in that. And, you know, you look over the years and first-round quarterbacks, you know, that's probably the biggest crapshoot out there.
Is there anything about the Tampa defense that stands out to you?
You know, the speed they have. A lot of guys, you know, and how sound they are. You know, they know exactly what they're doing out there. They disguise things really well. They fly to their spots, and, you know, they don't let things behind them, and they rally and they tackle well. So, you know, it's just a really sound defense. It's going to be a big test for us.
You guys have a lot of guys came out just spreading the field, chucking the ball around. Do you think he took teams by surprise early that now they're starting to kind of adjust a little bit to that? Now it's your turn to adjust back a little bit?
It's a chess match, you know. I mean, each and every game is, and all season long it is, of how you can adjust, how you can tweak things, and defenses are going to do the same. But, you know, the lanes are still there. You know, I missed some stuff on last Sunday. I mean, but we still had guys open, you know. I mean, take those two interceptions, you know, and check one down and then hit Tony up the middle of the field, and we're still rolling. So, you know, I think offensively we're doing good stuff right now.
Jay, Michael Pittman was in Tampa for a while. What has he meant to your offense this season?
It's been huge. It's been huge, you know. I think his role expands each and every week for us. And started off just kind of third downs and goal line, you know, and now he's coming in a little bit more. And, you know, just to have a reliable veteran back there that knows all the pickups, is gonna chip when he has to and still get out, and strong running back. I mean, he's been huge for us so far.
How much have you or will you pick his brain about going up against their defense?
You know, I'll ask him a few questions, you know, but he was on the offensive side. I mean, you could ask me about our defense, and I could tell you what they did during camp. I mean, right now, I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, it's just you're separated so much during the season that I don't know. I mean, I'll ask him a few questions, but I don't know what kind of insight he's going to have.